This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, real quick, before we get back to your calls, I will give you this baseball spring training update, and I think it's all good. Clark Schmidt made his first performance of the spring, got off to a rocky start, gave up a three-run home run, then had back-to-back strikeouts. He was pulled in the second inning, but his velocity looked good. He struck a bunch of guys out. Clark Schmidt's on his way back. But to me, that's not the headline. Tiki Barber noticed something. He brought it to my attention, and I'm like, that's a very good point. I didn't even notice that. I'm like not noticing these kinds of things, but Tiki is. Jason Dominguez's beard looks badass. He looks good.
He really does. He looks like, I don't know, he looks like just like a man.
He looks like a man. No, no, you hit on it. You're right, because when Jason Dominguez was called up a few years ago before he got hurt, he looked like a child.
Yeah.
He played well.
He doesn't look right clean shaven.
He doesn't. Because if you go back to the winter, there was a story, a little tiny story, of Jason Dominguez growing out his beard. People seeing it and social media going ablaze. Like, oh, man, Dominguez, he's got a beard. What the hell's going to happen? The beard policy, holy crap. Some people perform better when they look better.
Yep.
And Jason Dominguez looks better. So I would feel better about Dominguez in 2025 now that he's comfortable in his beard. And by the way, I'll give you another example. Maybe this is a negative. You know who actually looks badass with his beard?
Who?
Your boy Gleyber Torres in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to have a big year, too.
No, you're probably right.
And then guess what? You'll bring him back next year as a free agent, and he can have his beard.
Best team in the American League. That was my pick yesterday.
Yeah, it could be.
Detroit Lions. Detroit Tigers.
Do you want the pulse of the old Yankee fan who hates the beard policy and their thoughts on Dominguez?
Sure.
I got a text before I knew this was Tiki's thought from my father. 219. Dominguez, full beard. I said, oh, does he? I didn't see. Comment back. Don't like it. Should be only for veterans.
Wait, so now, this is your father, you said, right?
Yeah, so just think about the 65-year-old and older Yankee fan.
He wants the kids looking like kids. He doesn't want the kids looking like models.
They've now accepted the beard policy, but only for veterans.
Right, like Goldie can have a beard, but God forbid Jason Dominguez has one. Boy, you guys are something else. I feel better about that. You should feel better about Dominguez too, Sean.
I do.
Good. More baseball a little bit later on.
He did just misplay another ball.
What was that?
He did misplay another ball.
Yeah, and his OPS could be a little bit higher.
Don't worry about the OPS. Don't worry about the stats. You tell me he misjudged another fly ball?
Yeah, it led to a ground rule double today.
DH.
That's what I would do early. DH. Take the pressure off this kid because they need him to hit. That's the number one thing they need from him is to hit. And since they do not have a DH with Giancarlo out, let him DH, let him get comfortable, let him hit the crap out of the ball, and then slowly get him back out to the outfield where hopefully he won't be a butcher out there.
Right. And Trent looks good.
Trent Grisham?
Yes.
Let's go to Jay in Queens. How are you, Jay?
Hello.
What's happening?
Hello.
I want the Giants to sign Jameis Winston. I have three solid reasons why.
All right, let's hear it.
First, he's cap-friendly and actually wants to play for the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Two, he is underrated. In 2021, he's not a total turnover machine. 14 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions. And finally, as a Giants season ticket holder, watching Giant football is boring. It puts me to sleep. Jameis Winston's exciting. Did you see him against with Cleveland this year?
Oh yeah,
he made
You're right.
He made Jerry Jeudy look like a first round pick.
No, you're right.
Did that show you enough, Tink?
And Jay, the press conference is must watch.
Well, that's the other thing. The entertainment of the press conference, the post game media scrums. But I totally understand that last point he made. You know, I think there are a lot of Giant fans. You guys may not necessarily agree with this, but a lot of Giant fans who just don't think the team's going to be good next year. But they want to at least be entertained.
Yes.
At least be entertained.
Well, I mean, if they're not going to be good, you might as well have Jameis Winston.
Right.
But I don't think that's the thinking going into the Giants offseason.
No, because they think they're going to be good because if they're not good, Brian Daboll's looking for another job next year.
Right. They think they're just a couple of good players and situations away from having... Not a Super Bowl caliber team, but a team that could potentially make the playoffs.
But I'll give you a football reason why I would be very intrigued by Jameis Winston with the New York Football Giants. Brian Daboll has gotten the best out of Daniel Jones, mm-hmm. and earlier in Josh Allen's career, he got the best out of Josh Allen.
Right.
And the thing he was able to do with both of those quarterbacks was cut down their turnovers. Did that incredibly well with DJ just a couple of years ago, in which his interception percentage was the lowest in the league. Jameis Winston's biggest problem has been turning the ball over. I mean, you go back to 2019, that year with Tampa before they got Brady, threw 30 interceptions.
Right.
30, which is like crazy to think about, that a guy could throw 30 interceptions in the modern age of the NFL.
And 33
touchdown passes, right?
So he led the league.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In both.
Right,
which is crazy.
It's unreal.
The last couple of years, his interception percentage has hovered around 4.5 to 5%. Perspective. When Daniel Jones had his really good year 2 years ago, his interception percentage was like 1.2%.
Right, 1.1 to be exact.
1.1.
Led the league with Jalen Hurts.
So if there's anybody that could get Winston to cut down on his biggest issue is just turning the ball over, wouldn't it be Brian Daboll?
I hate that argument as to why to sign Jameis Winston. So you're right, and that was one of Dable's, you know, best
Everything
maneuvers.
I said was factual.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Did I say anything unfactual?
You want to bring Jameis Winston in as your backup and let Dable work on that? That's fine. The man is coaching for his job. The team is coaching for wins. I hate every workplace has this. You almost get punished for being really good at something that you get taken advantage of. Don't punish Brian Daboll because he was great at limiting Daniel Jones' interceptions by saying, here's your starting quarterback, Jameis Winston. Can the man think about the other million problems with the team and not how to cut down turnovers with the quarterback
if,
this year?
If Aaron Rodgers says no to the New York Giants, which I think is the likeliest outcome sometime today, who would you sign?
Look, I don't
just
like
just answer
it.
The question.
Russell Wilson.
Okay. Mm. If Russell Wilson says
Gardner
no.
Gardner Minshew.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Over Winston?
Over Winston, yeah. For starting game.
How far down the list is Jameis?
I'm going Mac Jones before I go Jameis.
Why?
Are you serious?
I'm so turned off by Jameis. Do me a favor, guys. Before everybody criticizes me, go watch Hard Knocks, please.
What does that have to do with
just because you got annoyed by him.
Jameis makes you throw up after a little while.
By the way, the reason it felt that way, because that's not real. That's just the TV show.
But I get the feeling Jameis isn't real.
He is real. What you see is exactly what you get. He is a great dude. Now, he is a turnover machine, and he knows it to the point where he's praying to the turnover gods not to, to deliver him from interceptions. But, I mean, he's a great locker room guy. He really is.
Jameis Winston isn't real. You want Russell Wilson. The guy reads off a teleprompter.
That's a good point.
Come on, man.
You're also saying want. I don't want any of these
guys.
No.
But we addressed, okay, Aaron Rodgers, at least around here, is the preferred best option.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson falls in at number two, and then there's a big drop-off. You brought up Gardner Minshew and Mac Jones before you got to Jameis Winston, yeah, who's been a Pro Bowler.
The Pro Bowler.
You
and I have been Pro Bowlers.
But Sean, I'm not saying it's a great, like, it's better than Rodgers or Wilson, but there's a chance we're sitting here and they're further down the list.
I think what our last caller was saying was Jameis Winston is going to put up, if he starts, there's a chance he could throw for 400 yards. It is going to be entertaining as hell.
Can't argue that.
I agree with
that. There's also a chance he's going to throw three interceptions. One of them's certainly to be a pick six. But if you're a betting man and you're putting your weight in your head coach, you hope that he can coach that out of Jameis Winston. Now, the challenge is one of the best to ever do it, ever. And I'm biased because he's my uncle, you know, since essentially, Bruce Arians. He couldn't do it. Then I'm not sure Dave's can do it either.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm just not sure. And if he's going to, I would rather take the chance as a backup. I'm sorry. Right. I can't have him start in week one. And you just invested all this money in the defense. What is more backbreaking to a defense that's trying to come together high price than a quarterback turning over the ball every freaking drive?
Or you get a great defense, it's going to turn it right back over and say, we got you.
That's right.
We're good.
Missed the glass half full of it.
I can't wait.
Trying to tell you how a football team thinks.
That's right.
Actually a team.
I put a little pigskin back on my deck.
Sure do. I can't wait to see Jameis Winston end up as a Giant to watch.
Not eat the pigskin. He got you.
Those are potatoes.
I want to see Winston as a Giant just to hear Sean spin this into,
I always wanted him. He's actually, you know, he's a great personality.
No, he'll say that when he throws for five touchdowns.
Of course he will.
This is when he throws three interceptions against the Cowboys.
If the Giants lose out on Aaron Rodgers, why can't they just go whatever is, like, Jaden Daniels' backup was Mariota. So if they get Cam Ward or Shadur, why can't they just have Joe Schmo be the backup?
Way, that's likely what's going to happen. I think that Aaron Rodgers is the, I don't want to say it's a Hail Mary, but it's like, it's what their desire is.
So you don't think they automatically pivot to Wilson then if they don't get Rodgers? Like, they may go Gardner Minshew and just say, the heck with it. Let's just get a rookie quarterback and give him the keys.
I think you're wrong, and I'll tell you why.
You think they pivot directly to Russell Wilson?
Yes. And
why? Because they had him in last year and he really wants to be here so he can start his clothing business that's been, you know, whatever.
That's his reasoning. And yes, it's that, to answer your question, Tommy, I think that the Giants and this ownership and this general manager and this head coach want to win. Mm. And I think that they realize that whatever you guys say about Russell Wilson, I'm not even saying it's unfair. He's cooked.
Right.
You said that the other, he probably is.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm, think palm trees, think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.